St. Augustine, an old Catholic priest of ages gone by, a pretty good man, I think. And he was hoeing his garden one day, and a fellow come by and asked him, said, "What would you do today if you knew the Lord was coming today?" "Well," he said, "first thing I'd do, I would finish hoeing my garden." Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to spend it just like I intend to spend it. Hallelujah. I'm looking for the Lord. The Lord was coming tonight. Right here's where I'd want to be. I'm not going to change anything. If I knew the Lord was coming, I'd want to be right here in the house of God with his people. Hallelujah. Doing my thing. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. I was kind of hoping you all would get to shouting and I wouldn't have to preach tonight. I just told the Lord, feel free, you know, just. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. And I love to preach when the Lord is anointing me. And I don't ever remember saying as much in one sermon as I said last night. Really, I don't remember whenever. It's been easy to preach in this place. Y'all just pull it out of me. Amen. And I worried all day long today. I don't think I thanked you for the offering last night, did I? Y'all remember if I did or not? Well, maybe if y'all don't remember, then maybe I did. Amen. Or at least you wasn't here with a critical spirit, or you would have picked up and said, "We gave him a good love offering. We even waved at him, and he didn't even say thank you." Amen. But I do appreciate the offering. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Of course, I'm on the Social Security. I'm going to get $306 a month for the rest of my natural life. Amen. That just about pays my electric bill, and almost pays my electric bill and my telephone bill. Amen. Almost, not quite. About takes about $50 of mama's to pay it all. Amen. But I'm glad for that. Amen. I'm telling you, it is a great blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Kings, the second chapter, and put your thumb in there, and then we go over to the New Testament, Mark chapter 11, and I want to read one verse there. You know, that just two more nights of this week doesn't seem possible, does it? That it just almost history. What are you doing, Larry? You hit him? Shut that kid up. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let the baby cry here tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so sweet to be in the house of God. Oh, it's so good in Baxter Springs, Kansas. I don't think y'all know how good you've got it in Baxter Springs, Kansas. Oh, it's wonderful. I stepped out the door of my trailer this morning. I said, Mama, isn't it sweet out here? The little moisture in the air and cloudy. Looked like a California morning. Amen. Just glad to be here. Glad to be alive. So glad he ever let me live. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. In fact, I wouldn't mind going back through again. Doing it all over again. Amen. Wouldn't change much about it. I'd live a little closer to the Lord. Probably I'd give him a little more than I wouldn't help back near so much. Coming down the road today, I'd been down to the grocery store, and it dawned upon me that I just about spent everything I ever had on myself. Lord, I've spent it on myself. I'd gone down and bought a little personal item at the grocery store. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Thank you for the offering. The offerings. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, this is Jesus speaking. I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, not if you pray. He just took it for granted you would pray. Amen. I bet we fool him along that line sometime. Surprise, surprise, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, appreciate the way you've been a tarrying at these altars. Oh, saint of God, let me tell you, that's what we need. We just need to wait in his presence. We don't need to get in any hurry. Amen. And that's why I try not to hurry. I find that if I rush the preaching, you all will rush the praying. So I'll just slow down and kind of take my time and preach. Amen. And we don't get a hurried atmosphere. Amen. And it's kind of where we just wait and give the Lord a chance. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, Brother Wampler let me read a book, Pentecostals in Crises. Have you read the book? By Don Auch, A-U-C-H. He has what they call the Pray Tell Ministries. I didn't know who it was, but I saw it often in the Evangel. Do you read the Evangel? How many read the Evangel? And you see Pray Tell Ministries in there? This is Ron Hall. And he wrote a book entitled Pentecostals in Crises, and he's bringing out the fact that we're not praying. That's the main number one thrust of the message, is that we're not praying. And on the front of it, he has a picture of a dove. Holy Ghost. And the dove has a tear rolling out of his eye. My wife, I come over to the church to pray a little while today, and I just read some of the book. And I said, here, babe, you need to read some of this book. So when I got back about an hour later, she said, you notice that dove had a tear in its eye? I said, yeah, first thing I noticed. The Holy Ghost can be grieved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to make room for him. Hallelujah. We need to give him room. We need to turn it over to him. You remember old H.C. Lonas out in Colorado, an old Dutchman, old man. He come down to preach for me one Sunday morning, and he just broke my heart when he got up to preach. Before he preached, he prayed this prayer. Oh, Lord, he said, if we knew how, we'd turn this service over to you. Amen. I pray that a lot of times, Lord, if we just knew how, I'd turn this situation I'm in over to you. Amen. You got a situation, you need to turn over to the Lord. Most people do. If they just knew how, just to turn it over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, things would change if we were able to turn it over to him. Amen. Your need would be met. I'm just positive before you left tonight. If we could just get this into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want him to feel welcome, don't you? Make him welcome. Oh, God, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our hearts and our lives and our minds. Oh, God, direct this service, we pray. Lord, it is crucial that you have your way. Lord, it is crucial, oh God, that you have your way in the service tonight. Glory, glory, glory to God. In Jesus' sweet name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. That's all right, Judy. If I can't get louder than that baby, I'll quit. Amen. Hallelujah. But the key word in that verse is desire. I believe the key word is desire. Whatsoever thing you desire. Amen. That's really our problem nowadays. We don't have any real desire. We're self-satisfied and we're sufficient, you know, and the bills are paid. And most of us eat good today. Amen. I come in, the pastor, he's been taking me out, so I come in about 12:30, and I said, hey, it's time for you to go take me to eat. He called me in here and take me to Ray, and he said, we're fasting today. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're all doing real good. Amen. And We get satisfied, but I'm trusting God will create such a hunger in us. And I was praying today, and And I said, God, I'm just ashamed to ask you to help me love you. What if I'd go to Sister Gibson? Sister Gibson, I wish you'd help me love you, baby. You know, I want to love you, but somehow you just unlovable. I just can't love you like I want to love you. That would hurt her feelings, probably. But if she said to me, it would. Brother Gibson, we want to love you, but we just, you know, help us love you. And I said, God, that must be an affront to you, me ask you to help me love you like I ought to. Man, I told you, I said, I'm going to love you, I tell you. Amen, you ain't going to have to help me, I'm going to love you. Man, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord just give us a hunger. Glory to God. Get hungry for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We need to get thirsty. That's the only requirement. Amen. Just being thirsty. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something about it that somebody's got to make us thirsty. Amen. And maybe that's why the Lord sent me here. Maybe the Lord just blessed me a little bit and make you thirsty. The salt of the earth, it was supposed to make you thirsty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 But desire, whatsoever things you desire. And that has several shades of meaning, but the one that I like is that it's something you just can't live without. Amen. You know, you go down to buy a new car, and that salesman, he realizes that you've found the one you like, and you can't live without it. The price goes up by $1,000 on it, but he knows you're going to buy it anyway. Amen. Hallelujah, because you can't live without it. Amen. Sister Gibson sees a dress. Oh, she said, baby, there's the prettiest dress down that window today. I said, well, why didn't you buy it? She said, I did. Hey. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But whatsoever thing you desire. Hallelujah. Oh, do you ever get so hungry for God you thought you're going to die? Amen. That's the way I am about revival. I'd die if I can't have revival. I can't see people blessed and the Lord move, you know, and anoint me. I die. I am telling you, I die. And God knows that I die. And that's why he usually gives us good revivals. Amen. It's because there's a desire in there that just, hallelujah, that just cries out. Amen. And I don't mean that it demands it, but I just tell the Lord, look, I'm going to die. Amen. God, you've got to. I'm like the old cutter lady. Lord, if you don't stick by me, I'm stuck. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's turn over here. And I want to read about Elijah and Elisha. Elijah, he was hungry. Boy, he was wanting this thing that he saw on Elijah. This is the second book of Kings and the second chapter, the first verse. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forward to Elisha and said to him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yes, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord that sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho, I guess they were everywhere, came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away from thy master take away thy master from thy head today? He answered, yes, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray ye here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. Amen. That's about as close as some folks ever get. Amen. Hallelujah. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, they'd be wondering what they're talking about. That'd be an interesting story, too. You know, when you get to heaven, you say, hey, what were you fellas talking about when that chariot appeared to you that day? Amen. Doesn't say. They beheld there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took his own clothes, rent them in two pieces, and he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when it also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Amen. And that was the last time he ever asked for the Lord God of Elijah. Amen. Never had asked for it again. Hallelujah. He had something that would work on his own. Hallelujah. Elijah's God had become Elisha's God. Hallelujah. Mama didn't have to do his praying for him anymore. Hallelujah. He knew how to pray. Glory to God. Had his own experience with God. Amen. And so that's what they say and mean when they say God has no grandchildren. Amen. You've got to know God for yourself. You've got to walk that lonesome valley. There ain't nobody here can walk it for you. Hallelujah. You've got to go there. By yourself. Amen. You got to get that experience all your own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he told him, he said, you have asked a hard thing. You know, it's a hard thing to stay full of the Holy Ghost. It's not easy. If it were easy, there'd be a lot more people full of the Holy Ghost. It's not easy to shout and run and dance. Amen. If it were easy, it'd be a lot more people shouting and running and dancing. Amen? Right, but I tell you, and they think people that run and shout and dance are shallow. Amen, but I tell you, you have to make a consecration to the Lord. I have to get into the Spirit. Well, I just can't just do it. I've got to wait till the thing has got to reach a certain peak before I can get after it. Amen, right? I've got to feel the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I remember old J.O. Hatley, he was always wanting to shout. He just got started preaching, amen, and he was wanting to shout, amen. Lord, let me shout. Lord, let me shout. And he's a steel guitar player. And so the Lord said, all right. Said, when you quit playing the steel guitar rag on your steel guitar. Amen. Now, I'm telling you, if you get a steel guitar picker to quit playing the steel guitar rag, you've flat got yourself one fine consecrated steel man, I'm telling you. Amen. Right? And he said, yeah, I'll quit playing the steel guitar rag if you will just let me shout. Hallelujah. He said, all right, how about that $150 you ain't paid tithes on yet? You still owe $15 tithes? He said, yes, sir, Lord. He said, I'll pay that tithe. He paid those back tithes up, man. He getting ready. He wanting to shout. Amen. Said one day he went to a fellowship meeting up here in northeast Oklahoma somewhere and said old Bill Shackelford was preaching. You know Shackelford? Amen. Said he was preaching like a man from another world. And said all at once he stopped to get his breath and said he just shouldn't have done it. Amen. I started shouting hallelujah. Glory to God. Been shouting ever since. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You ask a hard thing, he said. Amen. You know, I've been seeking the Holy Ghost for 44 years. Still don't have it like I want it. Amen. Still don't have it like I want it. Still don't have God. Still don't have the power like I want it. Still don't have the fullness. Still feel a lack. Amen. Hallelujah. Gonna be like David, I guess. They asked him if he was happy. He said, nope. I'm not going to be satisfied till I awake in his likeness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ask a hard thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Still don't have the power of God. I've gone on. I had a 36-day fast back in 1983. Amen. I was going for 40 days, but I blacked out in a motel down in Florida, and I got scared, so I broke it. Amen. Went down to the Red Lobster and ate me some clam chowder. Woo, that tasted good. Amen. Amen. I said, Lord, I got to do something about them hungry kids in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thought the Lord just opened the windows of heaven on me. But all I ever got out of that 36-day fast was the fact that the Lord wants us to believe him. Ain't that deep? That's deep, ain't it? Give up groceries for 36 days. Amen. And the Lord said, I want you to believe me. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, really, if that would get in your spirit and you would begin to believe the Lord, it would revolutionize you. It is a revolutionary thought. Amen. And God gave it to me. I had fasted 36 days. The Lord wants us to believe him. There was a little addendum on there. He told me after I got off that fast, he said that the Holy Ghost was given for praying. Amen. Woo, now that's a good one. Amen. See, for we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us according to the will of God with groanings that can't be uttered, with desires that can't be expressed. Woo! And we are the word desire again. Hallelujah. With desires that can't be expressed. Hallelujah. This, oh, God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so the Holy Ghost was given to help us pray. See, he makes intercession for us here. Jesus is making intercession up at the throne, amen. Man, we got both ends covered, hallelujah, if we just do it, see. But we're not praying. We're not letting the Holy Ghost pray through us. That's why the tear was on the dove. Woo, I'm telling you. We ought to spend the next 2 hours as a praying in the spirit. How long has it been since you prayed in the spirit? How long has it been since you let the Holy Ghost pray through you? I'm telling you. See why he's grieved? There's not anything going to move till we start praying. Glory to God. And we start letting the Holy Ghost have his way. Amen. In our prayer life. I'm talking about prayer life. Amen. According to another manifestation. I'm going to get down to that pretty soon, hopefully. Amen. Very cautiously announced. Amen. I'm just like Monkey Ward. Amen. You mean satisfaction guaranteed? No, that's not what I mean. I'm subject to change without notice. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So of all that ever since I got saved, wanted to fast 40 days. Talking about a hard thing. You ask a hard thing. Amen. I always had a desire in my heart, ever since I got saved, to fast 40 days. Go on a 40-day fast. First place, somebody said there's something wrong with somebody that wants to fast 40 days. Yeah, I think so too. Amen. One of my little preacher buddies, he was trying to encourage me, said, no, it ain't wrong, Brother Lee. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I want to follow the Lord. Amen. In his 40-day fast. Hallelujah. So it was in my 60th year, back in 1988. And I thought, Lord, I've been at this thing 40 years. It's now or never. If I don't make this 40-day fast this time, it's gone forever. Amen. I'll never do it. Hallelujah. So a friend of ours was dying with cancer, and her husband came out and preached for us the 10th of July back in 1988. And I started fasting for Sister Fisher's healing. She was dying with cancer. And my first wife had died with cancer back in 1976, and Sister Gibson and I then married in 78. But I had fasted 10 days while she was sick there, and I thought, well, you know, since she died, maybe that I really didn't do all that I could have done. You know how you feel about those things when just burying this baby the other day. I thought, Lord, it looked like I could have done something. What could I have done that I didn't do? Amen. And yet the Lord will speak to your heart if you'll let him, you know. And he told me, said, Reed, now I give you what you wanted, you know. I'm sovereign. I give you what. I know what you want. You turned your life over to me. I'm your sovereign. Amen. I did this. Amen. I called into heaven. He's safe. All you got to do is just make it. Amen. Hallelujah. But we blame ourselves and we feel guilty, you know. And so I thought, well, maybe I didn't fast long enough. So I'm going to fast and see if I can change this condition for Sister Fisher. Well, she died on the 31st day of my fast. Amen. In August of 3 years ago, I guess. Amen. Well, I went on and finished a 40-day fast. I mean, no food. I drank a little water. Didn't drink any water. It was a complete fast for 3 or 4 days. But then I started drinking water. So no food, no juices, nothing. Just boy, it was a fast. I lost for 215, lost 48 pounds, lost down to 167 pounds. I looked, what did you eat when you come off your fast? I said, two bar stools and the top off the bar. Said, what did the Lord show you? I said, he showed me how hungry you can get when you go without groceries for 40 days. Amen. Smartened me up real quick. Amen. I'm talking about the Spirit of God, the things of God being hard to come by. Amen. Now, I thought, you know, boy, we just fast 40 days, man. We just come up there full of the power of God, and we just, boy, things would have to move over for us. We'd just be full of it, man, and we'd be sparkling, you know. Amen. And all I got this time was just a little enlightenment on a scripture. Amen. Over in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 4th verse. It was a big 10-4. Amen. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And he burned that into my spirit. Mighty through God. I always thought it was through me. No, it's not. You get your mind on yourself, you're shot down as far as God doing anything for you. Amen. Through you. Amen. So I got my book down, my concordance, and I looked it up. The word through up in the New Testament, and I found there is not one place, not one time God ever promised to do anything through you. Now, I know we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. I know that. And I know it's according to the power that worketh in us. I know that. But the Bible does not use that terminology. He's going to work through you. Amen. It's always through him. See? It's through him. It's through Jesus that we have peace with God. It is through the Spirit that we're able to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Hallelujah. We're made right with God through him. Amen. Through the cross. Hallelujah. Through him. Through him. Say that. Through him. through him and not through you. It's through him. No flesh gonna glory in his presence. Even sinless flesh. It's Jesus said. The rich young ruler said, good master, what good thing must I do? He said, what are you calling me good for? I guess flesh, even in its sinless state, is not going to glory in the presence of an almighty God. It's Jesus said. Amen. Hallelujah. There's none good but God, he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. As you say of the enemy. It doesn't say of the enemy. It said to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. And I always thought the strongholds was out yonder somewhere. Oh, maybe there's a big devil, you know, that's got charge of Baxter Springs, and we just got to bind him hand and cast him out. Amen. Not talking about that. The only stronghold you'll ever pull down is the one right in here. Amen. All right. I'll show you. See, he said, casting down what? Imagination. And every high thing that would exalt itself against God. And bringing every thought under subjection to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See? So he's talking about your thought life and the strongholds that you wrestle with inside. Amen. Pulling down those strongholds inside you. Amen. And once you get those strongholds inside you pulled down and under control, let me tell you, there is nothing coming from the outside that's going to upset you. Hallelujah. Amen. God's going to give you the victory. Hallelujah. All right. Then he goes on to say that, and having a readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is made complete. Amen. We're talking about a hard thing now. He said, you have asked a hard thing, a life of complete obedience. Amen. He said, and having in readiness to avenge all disobedience. Amen. Now, we would like to think that means a disobedience in somebody else because we're good at that. Amen. Somebody else gets out of shape, bent out of shape, man. We can see that pretty easy. Amen. Well, that's not what he's talking about. Amen. He's talking about you having a readiness in there to avenge all disobedience in you. Amen. In me. I'm the one that's supposed to take charge of that disobedience in me. I'm talking about a hard thing. Are you ready to take vengeance upon all your disobedience? Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Glory to God. If you're ready, say, I'm not going to be like that. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is looking for somebody that obey. Give the Holy Ghost to them that obey. Hallelujah. 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 See, this is the battleground right here. Right in this. Amen. This flesh, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen. Glory to God. So you just keep yourself in control. Walk in the Spirit. You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, you've asked a hard thing. Amen. But he said, nevertheless, he said, if you see me, you know, it's not impossible. It's just hard. Amen. Not impossible. Glory to God. But it's hard. Amen. The flesh has got to die. All right. Well, let's go back and see how bad Elisha wanted this. Amen. The first place they came to was Gilgal. It was the place where the circumcised, that group that came out of the wilderness, it was a place of the circumcision or the circle. Amen. And the first place they got to after they got into the promised land was the place of the circle. Amen. They just got around that little old circle. Amen. Just circulated, amen, in that little old circle. Amen. Brother McCaffrey in Bible school used to tell us, he said it's like a peg leg man with his peg leg caught in a knot hole. Amen. He's just going like this. He's walking. He's just going in circles. Amen. You ever catch yourself going in circles, meet yourself coming back? Amen. And so old Brother Zook used to tell us that what a fanatic was. Amen. Every time you saw him, he'd be standing in the shade of one tree, playing on one string, playing the same song. Amen. And you find him 10 years later, he's still standing under the same tree, playing on the same string, playing the same song. Amen. He never grows out. Amen. You know, some people are just like a wasp. They're bigger when they're born than any other time. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. But God expects us to grow. And don't get caught in a vicious circle that keep you from growing and being what God wants you to be. And so Elijah told him, said, why don't you stay here? And he said, as the Lord God lives and your soul lives, I'm going to get more than this. Amen. I am not going to be caught in this little corner down here just going back and round in circles and never growing and breaking out and doing what I'm supposed to do for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, all right, I'm going to Bethel. So they went to Bethel, which was the house of God. And you would think it was a pretty good place, the house of God. Amen. But when they got ready to leave, Elisha said, I'm not going to stay here. Amen. Well, you know, lots of people have been satisfied at Bethel. I'm telling you, saint, I am telling you, there are millions of Assembly of God, maybe not millions, but there are hundreds, there are thousands of Assembly of God people who are happy just to come to Bethel and come on Sunday morning and pay their tithes and not come back until the next Sunday. I'm telling you. There are lots of people have been satisfied with the house of God. A lot of people outside the Assembly of God Church have been satisfied just to come to the house of God and be baptized and put their name on the church book, and that's as far as they ever go. Amen. They're like the school of the prophets. They viewed from afar off. Amen. But this man Elijah, there was something different about him. Amen. There was something different about this man. Hallelujah. I am determined I'm not going to stay there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you that once a week is not going to be enough church for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let others be satisfied with that if they want to. But Elijah said, I am not going to be satisfied with that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, friend, it disturbs me that people can be satisfied with going to church once a week on a Sunday morning. Amen. Brother, amen. A lot of people have been satisfied with that. Amen. And Elijah said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I'm going to get more than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, there's some people, you know, they've come to the house of God and got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's as far as they go. They're never interested, you know, in being used in the gifts of the Spirit. I'm telling you. There's no hungering after the things of God, after the gifts of God. And yet the Bible is plain, covet earnestly the best gift. Two strong words, covet earnestly the best gift. And yet it seems we have no desire at all to exercise the gifts of the Spirit or to prophesy or to give a message in tongues or to be blessed, right? I'm telling you. No wonder the doves cry. Has gifts for us. We're not interested. Not interested. Wants us to have it, we won't accept it. We won't pay. We don't want. I had a preacher, a friend up in Colorado. They're both dead now, brother and sister Ballhart. And they worked hard, and they would come up the farmer route, and they worked on a farm, picked cotton. And after World War II, and said she had worked so hard and saved up her money, and boy, just making $4 or $5 a day, you know, maybe $10 a day. Amen. But that's right after World War II, and they come out with those chronological watches, you know, and had the sweep second hand. They cost about $75, $80, and luminous dial and all that. just wanted that for her sweetheart, her darling husband. And she said, Brother Gibson said, oh, I put it in a pretty package that I'd worked so hard and saved my money that I'd bought this pretty beautiful watch I wanted to have. And said, I took a poor time to give it to him because he'd come in from the field and he had worked so hard and he was just absolutely exhausted. And when I gave it to him, he just kind of looked at it, nodded, and then just fell over in the bed and went to sleep. And I thought he didn't appreciate that one. I thought he didn't appreciate that gift that I was giving him. Amen. Oh, I was so glad for him to have it. Amen. And he didn't show any interest in it like I thought he should have. She said, Brother Reed, I cried for 3 days. Oh, Lord Jesus, please. Oh, what do we need to do? I guess repent. I don't know what else. Tell God you're sorry that you've not been hungry for the gift of the Spirit. Tell him you're sorry you've been satisfied at Bethel. Tell him you're sorry you haven't gone farther. Amen. Tell him you're sorry. Amen. I believe you ought to stop right now and just do it. Oh, I feel like I need to do it. I feel like I've not sought him like I should. I feel like I've not been as hungry as I should have been. Bow your head. Slip your hand up. Talk to him right now. Let's tell him, oh, God, would you forgive us? Sweet Spirit of God. Holy Ghost, oh God, Lord, oh God, oh God, tonight, Lord, oh, we will be hungry, Lord, we will seek your face, God, we will open up, oh God, to the Holy Ghost tonight, in the name. Before him tonight. Let's stand and reach toward heaven tonight. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Lord, we repent. Lord, we repent. Oh, Lord, we repent of our lukewarmness, Lord. We repent, oh, God, of a lack of desire. Oh, for the wonderful things of God and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Oh, weeping dove. Oh, weeping dove. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, la, 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 oh, apologize to him. Repent. Oh, repent. Repent. Repent tonight of the way we've treated his and the way we've treated his gifts. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. musicians come, please. Glory to God, Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to wait just a moment here tonight. Hallelujah. If there's somebody here tonight, God's been wanting to use in a special way in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And we want to make room for that tonight. Glory to God. If you've been wanting to be used in a message in tongues or a prophecy of some kind, amen. I want you, amen, to wait on the Lord tonight. And we're going to just wait with you. Hallelujah. Going to encourage you tonight. You know, in most of our churches, there's one or two old people that give out the messages in tongues. I know there was in my church in Colorado. We had one lady always gave all of our messages in tongues. I preached one Sunday morning, what are we going to do when Sister Bascom dies? Who's going to give the messages then? Amen. Who's going to yield to the Spirit then? Amen. When Sister Bascom dies. Amen. Right. If every member in this church was just like me, what kind of a church would this church be? Would there ever be another message in tongues if everybody was just like me? Would the Holy Ghost ever have a chance if everybody was just like me? Amen? Amen? What kind of a church do you want? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to wait. God's dealing with your heart tonight. Amen. You've never been used before, but you want to be used tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to wait on you. We're going to wait with you, and don't be afraid. Amen. We're right here to pick you up and help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I felt like after we prayed for some folks last night, there would be somebody that would be wanting to be used in the gifts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You say, Brother Gibson, I'm scared. Well, you need to be. Amen. You need to be cautious about it. Amen. You need for somebody to judge it. Amen. Amen. See, I had one lady, she gave a message in tongues, got mad because nobody interpreted it. I said, well, baby, you've got the first responsibility to interpret it. Bible said, he that speaks in an unknown tongue, pray that he may interpret. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? Glory to God. But I wouldn't want it any other way. I want my ministry to be judged. If I get out of left field, I want this pastor to come and get me. I'm telling you. I'd hate to think that I'd preach for this outfit 44 years and get off in left field somewhere and there wouldn't be nobody thinking about me to come and get me. Amen. I would. I wanted to be judged. Oh. Oh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God use. Just let God use. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, folks, I'm ashamed to ask God to create a hunger in me for the Holy Ghost. I just come about it that I'm just ashamed. I would blush to ask the Lord to create a hunger in me that I'm supposed to have. Let the Spirit be manifest through you. It'll make people hungry, see. See, I've asked myself the question, would anybody want a double portion of what I've got? Would anyone want a double portion of that Spirit that you've got? Think about that. My mama died, us little kids play a game we call the wishing game. I still remember playing it out in an old granary one day. And we'd say, if you just had one wish, what would you wish? And sometime during that wishing game, one of us kids would say, well, if I just had one wish, I would wish my mama. We finally got to where we outsmarted the wishing game. They said, what would you wish if you just had one wish? If I just had one wish, I'd wish every wish I wish had come through. Then you just wish and wish and wish. See, this is why Elisha was able to get it. If I just had one wish. This is why Bartimaeus could get his healing. He didn't have to fumble around when God asked him what he wanted. He said, Lord, if I can just see. Oh, if I can just see. Amen. Oh, are you so hungry tonight that you would trade all your wishes just for this one thing? Hallelujah, to be filled with God and walk in the Spirit. Be full of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Lord. Amen.
A double portion of thy.
your hands towards heaven. Let's make it a prayer. Let thy mantle fall on me. Let thy mantle fall on me. A double portion of thy spirit, Lord. Let thy mantle fall. Tell you this much, if you knew what I knew about this mantle, you'd want it. Hallelujah. 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 There have been times when my heart's been broken and bereaved, and that mantle hit me and fall upon me, and he lift me out till I didn't know I had a heartache. Right? You remember Brother Rhodes I was telling you about from Ooga the other day? About a year ago, be 2 years this Christmas, he was operated on for cancer. About 3 months later, another big growth had about the size of your fist had come up in this incision here. The doctor was going to do some more surgery. And he said, it won't help you to just keep the pain down. And he said, I don't believe I'm going to have any more surgery. Well, he said, that cancer is just going to rage through there. Well, Brother Rhodes said it might, and it might not. He said, I'm going to come in and I want you to take this drainage tube you've got in me. He had a tube in him that would keep the fluid drained out of his abdomen. Amen. Well, he said, you'll be dead in 30 days. He said, well, I might. I might not. Hallelujah. And he said, Brother Reed, I did that and decided I was going to trust God. And said I had a man that would take charge of the services, and I'd sit back behind the pulpit. And said he would get all the preliminaries and turn it over to me. And he said, I was so weak and so sick that I didn't think I could make it the 3 or 4 steps to the pulpit. But he said, I would finally get to the pulpit. And then I'd open my mouth and begin to speak. And when I would begin to speak, that mantle would descend on me. Strength would flow into my body. Amen. That was 18 months ago. He's still preaching, still getting stronger, still living by the power of God. Hallelujah, brother. I tell you, if you knew what I know about this man, we'd get down to business with God. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We're going to open our altars now. I want you to fall before him. Come on, let's fall before him tonight. Hallelujah. Let thy mantle fall on me. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody find your place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.